battery, making domestic threats, and witness intimidation. According to the Lynn Daily Item, Officer Ezekiel Ortiz is accused of assaulting his wife during a dispute on August 1st. He pleaded not guilty to the charge the next day. Ortiz was suspended without pay for 5 days after his arrest, and he has been on administrative duty ever since. His wife told an officer that responded to the dispute that her husband pushed her and called her names. This allegation was supported by the woman's call to 911 for help, but last Friday a judge ruled a recording of the call inadmissible as evidence. Ortiz's wife also told police that her husband threatened her if her actions led to him losing his job. She later went to a police station to get a restraining order against her husband, but decided against it once she was there. The trial continues. A sheriff's deputy in Jefferson County, New York, was indicted by a grand jury last Friday on charges of grand larceny and official misconduct. An Associated Press report says that Gregory Bush is accused of stealing $800 from a drug suspect in April. The theft occurred while Bush was on duty. Bush was released but ordered to surrender all his firearms to the sheriff's department. He was charged in 2004 with stealing $3,000 of drug squad money. Criminal charges were dropped when Bush repaid the money. A man who was attacked by a police dog in Atlantic City, New Jersey, is accusing police of brutality. According to the Press of Atlantic City, the man filed a notice of claim against the city in court this week. The man claims he sustained 30 puncture wounds, which required staples, after a police dog bit him for more than 20 seconds as two police officers pushed his face into the sand in June. A witness claims that the police dog did not respond to the officer's commands to stop attacking the man. A videotape of the incident confirms that the officer had difficulty controlling his dog. The man was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest after the attack. A police officer in Seaside Park, New Jersey, was suspended without pay indefinitely last Tuesday after he was arrested and charged with theft. The Asbury Park Press says that Officer Matthew DeVecca stole an unspecified number of wristbands from a local water park where he also worked. He will remain on suspension until his case is resolved. The police officer in Edgewood, Pennsylvania, has been accused of raping a 14-year-old girl. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says that Officer Fred Livingston is accused of violating his victim repeatedly over a 10-year period ending when the girl was 14 in 2001. The victim claims that the last time the officer sexually assaulted her, she attempted to fight back, but that Officer Livingston beat and kicked her. She later reported the abuse to her mother, but the abuse was not reported to authorities. A therapist eventually reported the crime to police. Livingston was arrested on August 5th and charged with rape, incest, sexual assault, endangering the welfare of a child, aggravated indecent assault, and corruption of a minor. A Pennsylvania state trooper was charged on Tuesday with harassing a hairstylist in Northumberland. WGAL reports that Trooper Jeffrey Diggin is accused of repeatedly making lewd phone calls to the woman. Police say they have phone records indicating that Diggin called the woman at least 28 times. On one occasion, he is alleged to have posed as a person conducting a survey on breast cancer over the phone. A transit police officer in Washington, D.C. was arrested again last Thursday and charged with second-degree sexual abuse. An Associated Press report says that Officer Darren Way was charged this time with an incident which occurred in June when he refused to pay a prostitute who he had sex with. Charges in connection with a similar incident in June were dropped last week. Way has been fired from his job and is currently free. He will appear in court next on August 25th. A police officer in Prince George's County, Maryland, was charged with insurance fraud and attempted theft last week. An Associated Press report says that Officer Jermaine Ayala made misleading statements and offered false documents in a claim he filed with an insurance company last November. If convicted, the officer faces 30 years in prison and a fine of up to $11,000.
fase ambulante. Eu prefiro ser essa metamorfose ambulante do que ter aquela velha opinião formada sobre tudo. Do que ter aquela velha opinião formada sobre tudo. Eu quero dizer agora o oposto do que eu disse antes. Eu prefiro ser essa metamorfose ambulante do que ter aquela velha opinião formada sobre tudo. Do que ter aquela velha opinião formada sobre tudo. Sobre o que é o amor, sobre que eu nem sei quem sou. Se hoje eu sou estrela, amanhã já se apagou. Se hoje eu te odeio, chegar a um objetivo num instante. Eu quero viver nessa metamorfose ambulante do que ter aquela velha opinião formada sobre tudo. Do que ter aquela velha opinião formada sobre tudo. Sobre o que é o amor, sobre que eu nem sei quem sou. Se hoje eu sou estrela, amanhã já se apagou. Se hoje eu te odeio, amanhã lhe tenho amor. Lhe tenho amor, lhe tenho horror, lhe faço amor. Eu sou um ator. Vou desdizer aquilo tudo que eu lhe disse antes. Eu prefiro ser essa metamorfose ambulante do que ter aquela velha opinião formada sobre tudo. Do que ter aquela velha opinião formada sobre tudo. Do que ter aquela velha opinião formada sobre tudo. Do que ter aquela velha, 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 velha opinião formada sobre tudo. Do que ter aquela velha opinião formada sobre tudo. Do que ter aquela.
Right, you're still listening to Radio Rascuacho, even though you may not want to, but that is okay, because you can't really do nothing about it. Radio Rascuacho, 25.9, chaos.
Yes, yes. Soul position. Soul position. This is Blueprint. The megahertz. The answer's been with us from the start. The look in their eyes lets me know God's will. And I'm a simple man, I don't have all the answers, but I know it starts in the hearts of men. And I don't think it's too much to ask for. If you can't do it for you, do it for them. So you don't wanna be a role model, but like it or not, you're still making music for them. You just might be the one they follow, so think about being a little more truthful to them. I promise that I'll never be ashamed of my rhymes, and I leave behind something that's useful to them. Years ago I made up my mind and said I'd never make life more confusing to them. What about you? You think it's too late? There's no better time than right now for you to begin. But first you gotta let go of the hate. Put your guns down. You wanna fight? Then do it with pins. Hold your head up and stand tall, even when you lose in the end. What matters most is you gave your all, so you can never in your life look stupid to them. The experience you gain should be admired, not just whether you lose or win. 'Cause even gold must go through fire, only to become brand new in the end. I realize I can't change the world, no matter how much I try, but hopefully I can start with you. One line at a time, one rhyme at a time.
All my people in the struggle.
One love, one
time. Time is so limited.
One life,
one life. I out to win it all.
One chance,
one chance. Trying to see the world,
trying,
but I'm just
one man.
All my people in the struggle with me.
One love, one
time. Time is so limited.
One life,
yo, I'm out to win it all, y'all.
One chance,
one chance. Trying to see the world,
trying,
but I'm just
one man.
All my people in the struggle.
Oh, blood is a vastness, hollow vacuum, choppy oxygen tanks. They hibernate, but have they kissed the ground? Pucker up and kiss the asphalt now. Tease this amputation, splintered larynx, it has access now.
You can guess who you are still listening to. Yes, this is still Radio Rascuacho. And today we have some words from El Zoom Comandante Marcos desde Chiapas. These were from Monday of last week.
Como esta es la reunión de pueblos indios y organizaciones indígenas, pues vamos a tratar de hablar así como es nuestro modo, pues, entre indígenas, entre pueblos indios. Y un poco es la historia que cuentan nuestros antepasados mayas de cómo empezó todo el mundo. Entonces dicen, pues, que cuentan nuestros antiguos que al principio no hay nada y en realidad el mundo se empieza a andar, echa a andar cuando aparece la palabra. Pero no nada más que la palabra aparece así, sino que la palabra, dicen los antiguos, empieza a pensarse a sí misma para adentro, dice, a reflexionar. Por medio de la palabra, los primeros dioses, los que forman el mundo, se empiezan a consultar entre sí, se hablan, se ponen de acuerdo y se reflexionan. Y entonces, ya que hacen acuerdo, se juntan su pensamiento Y entonces es cuando se echa a andar el mundo. Así empezó todo, con la palabra que se piensa para adentro, o sea que se reflexiona, en el corazón que es espejo para adentro, para mirarnos lo que somos. Y ya luego pues fue la palabra que se encuentra con otra palabra. No peleaba la primera palabra, no quiere dominar, no quiere vencer a la otra palabra. Y es porque la primera palabra que sale encuentra una palabra que es como su hermana, porque es igual, aunque es diferente. O sea que como que tiene la misma raíz, pero es rama o es hoja del árbol del mundo. O sea que la primera palabra no estaba sola, sino que había otra palabra. Y según este pensamiento, que es el de nuestros antiguos mayas, el mundo empieza a nacer cuando esa una palabra y esa otra palabra se encuentran y no hacen pleito, sino que se encuentran y sacan acuerdo porque se respetan mutuamente entre ambas y se hablan y se escuchan. Entonces hay acuerdo porque la palabra primera no nace sola, sino que tiene el oído y con el oído, escuchando, es como empiezan a crecerse las primeras palabras porque sacan acuerdo. Y las primeras palabras que se encontraron sacaron acuerdo y primero pensaron el mundo y ya luego lo hicieron. O sea que no es que de por sí se pusieron a hacer luego el mundo con sus ríos, sus montañas, sus animales, su noche, su día, su sol, su luna y su maíz, sus hombres y mujeres, sino que las primeras palabras primero pensaron y ya luego hicieron. Pero luego resulta que salió que alguien dice que es mejor que los demás y quiere mandar y quiere tener más y mejor que los demás. Y entonces el que quiere mandar más pues lo roba a otros, les quita lo que tienen por la fuerza, les quita lo que es de otros, lo que tienen, o sea que se dice que los despoja, que quiere decir que les quita lo que poseen. Y entonces, pues también los domina, y domina su trabajo, los despoja de lo que producen, o sea que se dice que los explota. Y así nació el que tiene más y mejor, no nació porque así nomás llegó, sino porque por causa del despojo y la explotación. Y ahí empezó, como quien dice, el problema. Porque así como salió quien quiere dominar y domina, también salió quien no se deja dominar. Y entonces, la historia del mundo es la historia de esa lucha entre los que quieren dominar para imponer su palabra y su modo, quitándole las riquezas a los otros, y los que no se dejan dominar, o sea que se rebelan. Y estos que se rebelan, que se llaman rebeldes, no es que quieran ser ellos los que dominen, sino que quieren que todos parejos, sin que haya quien es más y quien es menos, sin que hay quien tiene porque roba y explota, y quien no tiene porque lo robaron y lo explotaron. Quieren estos rebeldes que seamos ramas y hojas del árbol del mundo, cada quien en su lugar y en su modo. Así es como cuentan nuestros antepasados mayas, los indígenas mayas que más primero poblaron estas tierras, y ese modo se fue pasando a sus hijos e hijas, a los nietos y nietas, y así de un tiempo a otro, que dicen, de una generación a otra. Y se quedó pues el modo entre los indígenas mayas, que tienen varios nombres, y que su casa alcanza desde Yucatán y Guatemala, Campeche y Quintana Roo, y aquí en nuestro estado que es Chiapas. Entonces lo que pasó es que pues se nos quedó el modo, como luego dicen. Y entonces pues nosotros los zapatistas, que sean que nos dicen neozapatistas, o sea que somos como unos zapatistas nuevos, pues también tenemos ese modo que primero lo pensamos para dentro del mundo que hay que hacer, y luego pues lo sacamos la palabra, y buscamos otras palabras hermanas, y buscamos si hay acuerdo hablando y escuchando, y así la palabra se va haciendo grande, y entonces el mundo que pensamos se va haciendo grande también. Pero ya no nos tocó el comienzo del mundo, sino que nos tocó que ya hay quien despoja y explota, y hay quien se rebela y quiere la liberación. Y entonces, pues escogimos estar del lado de los que luchan por la libertad, del lado de los que son dominados y son robados y son explotados. Entonces, pues ya la historia esta ya la conocen los compañeros y compañeras de organizaciones indígenas, porque un buen tanto la hemos caminado juntos, y juntos vimos que hay que unirnos y sacar acuerdo, y así se nació el Congreso Nacional Indígena, que se llama. Y se hicieron acuerdos y marchas y movilizaciones, y los que mandan y dominan no quisieron reconocer nuestra palabra de cómo somos. Entonces cada quien volvió a pensar, y se nacieron nuevas luchas de poner nuestro modo, aunque no lo reconozcan las leyes de los ricos. Y eso, pues esperamos que nos van a platicar un poco los hermanos y hermanas que vienen de otros lados, de otros pueblos indios y de otras organizaciones indígenas. Entonces, lo que pasó hasta entonces, compañeros y compañeras, es que estamos mirando hacia arriba, hacia los gobernantes, a ver si nos van a reconocer. Y vimos que no resultó. Entonces volvimos la mirada hacia abajo, como quien dice, porque claro, lo vimos que si miramos para arriba no hay respuesta buena, solo hay engaño, mentira, burla y desprecio, que fue lo que recibimos de los partidos políticos que ahora se están disputando la presidencia de la República: el Partido Revolucionario Institucional, el Partido de Acción Nacional y el Partido de la Revolución Democrática. No rápido miramos hacia abajo, sino que tardamos mirando, escuchando, sintiendo lo que camina abajo. Y entonces pues vimos que donde quiera hay gente así como nosotros, en veces indígenas y en veces no indígenas, que están jodidos como nosotros, como quien dice, explotados. Pero vimos también que no se dejan, que luchan, que sea que se dice, que se rebelan. Y como tardamos mirando, pues vemos que ahí hay pensamientos que se llaman de izquierda, que es el modo que se llama lo que quiere que se acabe la explotación y que cambien las cosas para el bien de todos, no como ahorita, que solo unos cuantos tienen. Este es más o menos, compañeros y compañeras de pueblos indios, como nosotros queremos explicarles a ustedes qué fue lo que pasó en todo este tiempo. Como ya explicamos, logramos muchos avances juntos con ustedes, principalmente con ustedes. Hubo mucha gente que nos apoyó en México y el mundo, pero con ustedes entendimos que éramos lo mismo y que juntos teníamos que luchar por nuestro derecho. Desgraciadamente, como luego dicen, los políticos no escucharon. Nosotros ya no vamos a esperar a ver si ahora sí van a aprender o así van a escuchar. Pensamos que tenemos que hacer otra cosa, porque si no lo hacemos, ya no va a haber casa para todos, decimos nosotros, o sea, la patria. Entonces pensamos de sacar este pensamiento de la sexta declaración para juntarnos con muchos más pueblos, mucha gente pues que está jodida y que se está rebelando. Y pensamos en nuestro análisis que hay que hacer otra cosa, como decimos. Pero ya no es como antes, compañeros, que el EZLN saca una iniciativa y a ver quién le entra y a ver quién no. Nosotros en la sexta dijimos, vamos a hacer otra campaña, invitamos a todos que le entren, invitamos a las organizaciones políticas de izquierda, pero que no estén registrados, o sea, que no estén ahorita viendo a ver quién va a ser presidente de la República. Y entonces con eso dijimos, vamos a buscar esa otra cosa. Por eso en estas reuniones que estamos teniendo, ahorita les voy a informar de lo que pasó en la otra reunión, para que lo van tomando en su pensamiento. Después de que acaban estas reuniones, el 16 de septiembre, que va a ser la última donde nos juntamos todos, entonces ahí ya, hasta ahí nada más llegamos, que nosotros estamos aquí al frente y ustedes nos están escuchando, y nosotros los recibimos y ustedes vienen. Y a partir de esa fecha nosotros entregamos se acaba que el EZLN es el que convoca, y entonces ya todos los que nos pusimos de acuerdo, entonces ya tenemos que ponernos de acuerdo en quién sigue, en dónde nos vamos a reunir, en quién va a estar dando la palabra, en cómo se van a organizar los temas. A partir de ese momento decimos nosotros, ya no es a qué convoca el EZLN y quién se le suma, sino a quién convocan todas las organizaciones y personas y grupos y colectivos que están de acuerdo con ese camino. Entonces ahorita pues no hay que desesperarse, compañeros y compañeras, si es que hay muchas palabras que parece que no hay acuerdo, porque todavía faltan más reuniones, falta que vienen los hermanos de organizaciones sociales, los de organizaciones no gubernamentales, artísticas, científicas, culturales, y las personas individuales, que hay muchas. Ahorita les informo rápidamente.
A Radio Rascuacho aquí en Caos 95.9.
Just enough for the city. Yeah. patience long, but soon it won't have any to find a job. It's like a haystack needle, 'cause where you live, they don't use colored people. Living just enough for the situation.
But to him, that's not solution. Living just enough rotting away for what seems like 2,000 seasons. Can't afford bail, ran out of cash, or maybe legal aid failed. Like Christ in 33 AD, they got nailed. Hard to breathe, sharing air with murderers and thieves, you can't leave. Situation look pale, behind bars are still eating stale meals, waiting to appeal. Awakened by squeals, soft niggas get a raw deal. Outside feels worlds away, future hangs in the balance. Staying alive is a challenge for underprivileged Negroes and Latinos who populate prisons, displayed in cages for the nigga exhibit. Dancing monkeys making faces for parole boards. Speak low and tell them how you found the Lord. Keep your fingers crossed, soldiers sometimes fall on their own sword. Out of mind and out of sight, seems like it rains all day and all night. Ain't got no rights, praying for a ray of sunlight. Got everything to lose but can't afford to fight. Out of mind and out of sight, seems like it rains all day and all night. Ain't got no rights, praying for a ray of sunlight. Got everything to lose but can't afford to fight.
Son, hold your head while the way. Ain't things changed? Same shady looks and money getting schemes. Pile of trickers got us balancing on beams. Over numeric life sentences, cause they control what's right. Just last week, my man got back for a fight. Or was it cause he was the defender on the other side, stabbing to save his life with a knife? It's already been programmed. Billboard still surrounding. Keep us grounded, like the worms that we are. My species is in danger, considered in danger. The plan is to keep us behind bars, like the animals that we are. We run away slaves like Douglas, looking towards the North Star. Used to think freedom was up north, but instead those ideas got torched and scorched, disfiguring my views that this world was made for us. What sucks is every time we spend the green, written in God we trust. We helping our oppressors to build more iron steel resorts for us. Many of us get stuck in sticky no-win situations. We in a police-driven world where they trying to remove generations. Physical evaporation by methods of incarceration. They locking down this whole nation by proclamating martial law. And what bugs me out is we still at war.
Out of mind and out of sight, seems like it rains all day and all night. Ain't got no rights, praying for a ray of sunlight. Got everything to lose but can't afford to fight. Out of mind and out of sight, seems like it rains all day and all night. Ain't got no rights, praying for a ray of sunlight. Got everything to lose but can't afford to fight. Seen brothers leave never to return. Respect they thought they earned, left them tag bagged and burned. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Hate to eulogize another crew member, but if I must, I must. Can't disguise disgust. Gone is faith and trust in illusions of democracy. It's nearly obsolete. Under government confines, the end of the line is a long hiatus in capital institutions. No rehabilitation, being conditioned, pre-programmed by oppression and religion. What kind of world we living in when young men envision prison as an extension? A ghetto heaven, want to gain respect and go out like a legend. Gotta learn life lessons the hard way. Oh well, know the tales that the cage bird tells. Eyes and heart swell when I think of my nigga Islam in a cell.
Out of mind and out of sight, seems like it rains all day and all night. Ain't got no rights, praying for a ray of sunlight. Got everything to lose but can't afford to fight. Out of mind and out of sight, seems like it rains all day and all night. Ain't got no rights, praying for a ray of sunlight. Got everything to lose but can't afford to fight.
Thank you. At a fragmentary state, Lord Quas the Great, for God's sakes. If you're looking for some beats, you gotta see my man Madlib. Enter in the palace, we were wild like a chalice. Task and villains gonna hurt your feelings. If you're stumping with that whack, then we must hijack. Keep the rap real with the raw attic format.
You know it's like that. All up in the shit, it's Madlib, the bad kid. Dropping hot shit in fashion. In the lab again, kid. Dropping raw heat, the raw shit, that all shit. Quick draw, McGraw shit. Stepping in the right direction for selection, perfection. Get in you like a musical injection. Awesome shit like we in 1994. With the high top fades and the beats were mighty raw. Like,
I speak no evil, hear no evil. Seek no evil, have no fear. It's a 388, waiting for your departure. The last time I got your fought, you tried to make the escape. Only out for the pace, disrespecting those who paved the way.
What? Hey.
Think you better parlay.
Find another way.
While I light another J.
Hey. Ill mathematics, static. Slick rappers, I let them have it. While I bust a rhythmatic.
How we do?
Dig the crates, make the pace shake, annihilate your fake. Didn't even know you blow your face with hate. When y'all on the mic, you can tell that y'all some suckers. Duckers, cause all I see you do is butt kiss.
Better than ever, so we go for the gold.
Supernova.
You out cold.
While the story unfolds.
Yo. Yo. Yo, 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 yo.
Don't prepare your mind for my life, mind.
Yo.
Some MCs that bold and arrogant, vain, and using each other to compete with.
Yo.
These subjects are pity, because their minds are not witty. Like my...
Keeps turning round and round.
John Adolf Hitler speaking.
Will you all stigmatize your goddamn mind?
This is Radio Rascuacho here on Chaos 95.9. Got an announcement for you. Bikes Across Borders garage will be open. Shop will be open tomorrow from 6 to 10 p.m. So come by and get your bike fixed or get a bike, you know, volunteer. You can, for more information, you can go to www.bikesacrossborders.com.
Everything is politics. I change. Quali. People on me. You know it.
The white man came to Africa with rifles and Bibles. Heard the name, start changing the titles. Now instead of Shaka, call me Nat Turner with the burner. Freedom fighter for this revolution, fuck away journal. See, I be what John Wilkes Booth was, the Lincoln. Blam, Sirhan, Sirhan. Peeping through the curtains with my eyes on a Kennedy. Dead press, politic, know your enemy. Keep your toes close, because political power come from the barrel of it. We in a war, nigga, leave it or love it. Since they got us in the scope like a PE logo, I watch for the popo and train at the dojo. not a gun delivero, but a working class hero. Taking a stand like a panther with an M1 Garand. Screaming, know your gun laws, self defense is a must. When we set it off, I'ma be the first to bust.
Yo, I'm one with my gun, I love it like my first son. It protects me, to make sure that Jakes respect me. I'm one with my gun, I love it like my first son. It protects me, to make sure that Jakes respect me.
What do you do when the police kicking your door like, get on the floor, shoot you in the back, cause who you are and where you at's against the law. You try to protect your home with the illest arsenal possible. Learn how to heal yourself and stop fucking with them hospitals. Get with brothers down for the cause, giving it all they got. But every brother ain't a brother. Word. Fuck around and get shot by these black kings who pack Gatlings to make a rat sing like Nat King before they start blasting. Blast. With no accuracy, handling they beef in the public. Now an innocent child got a bag for a stomach. Property value plummet every time a shot is fired.
Come on.
People feeling betrayed, so they take the streets and riot. Got fire shots to try to stop the spirit taking over the entire block. Politicians say it's time to march, but people past that, ready to blast that, whatever coming. From the master or for office, niggas are sick of running. Yeah, all my soldiers, raise it up. Come on, now.
Bust your guns.
Yeah, Kwali with dead press. Come on.
I'm deep in the grunge, where all the niggas give a fuck about a stacking funds. The black and young type is packing automatic guns. If any static comes, sporadic shots will ring out. You get caught up, you get your fucking brains blown clean out. The killers reign supreme. Survival of the illest brain and scheme. For cream, you know the game in my vein. I feel the pain for all the niggas that pass away. Trying to get cast the fastest way we know how. The old fashioned way blasted. We acting like cock techs and tenements. My squad flexing, finish shit pop and put an end to it. It's like hell. This planet I'm from consists of diligent crack cell. Existing off the backs of young black males. It's innocent, suspended in packed jails. The benefit, white well-being. When niggas catch hell just for being, you might as well have a life for crime. Ain't nothing free in this life, I stick a nine in your spine for mine. No time for talk, cause I walk what I talk. Stalking sidewalks of course with the eyes of a hawk. Crack a quart to get away from this trife world and thought. Puffing Newports cause life's a bitch and it's too short. My crew sport, level gold, camouflage, rugged denim, deadly as venom. Toting buckets with nothing in them but ruckus. Some ill motherfuckers for real. Straight hustlers with nothing but a taste for kill. I stay wrong with my gun, I love it like my first son. It protects me and make sure the Jakes respect me. I'm one with my gun, I love it like my first son. It protects me and make sure the Jakes respect me. I'm one with my gun, I love it like my first son. It protects me and make sure the Jakes respect me. I'm one with my gun, I love it like my first son. It protects me and make sure the Jakes respect me.
Yeah, come on. All my soldiers, Brooklyn, where you at?